And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
We're talking to Gwen Weisling. She's the executive director for Bethlehem Inn. And let's talk about Redmond. You guys have a facility there.
We bought a motel thanks to Project Turnkey back in 2021. And that is located on Birch Avenue. And it was the first full-time year-round shelter that Redmond had. And that has been a journey, as we have seen Shepherd's House also bring online new shelter. There's safe parking. So Redmond has a lot more resources than it has ever had before. And just in time for the challenges that people have faced. Sure. With the continued housing crisis and many people being forced from Bend to Redmond and, you know, that whole challenge. So in 2024, Bethlehem Inn took a new approach. And rather than doing just emergency shelter, we changed it to Bethlehem Inn Redmond Community Housing. And it is a longer-term program for individuals who are, you know, but for the length of time needed to get into, we've had people needing to go into foster care or adult with disabilities. So there's been a lot of different examples of individuals who are just needing longer than an emergency stay. And so that program has been modeled on how we've done it for many, many years in Bend. And it has been quite successful.
All right. What's the next step for you guys in 2025? Anything new?
Oh, goodness. I think in this upcoming year really is to look and see what else needs to be done in the arena of affordable housing. We have folks on our staff that are involved in a number of different initiatives. Our vision for Bethlehem Inn is the vision for our region, which is to end homelessness in Central Oregon. And that is really functional homelessness, because there will be always a time where somebody may, you know, lose their housing and need an emergency shelter.
Sure.
But when we have less people going into shelters or becoming homeless than we have going out, then we are at that functional zero. And that has happened in other places in the country. And I think with the amount of resources that the Homeless Leadership Coalition really backs, will be something that we can move the needle on this year.
What do you guys need? How could people help with your guys' mission?
You can always go to our website, bethleheminn.org. In the wintertime, we always need winter gloves that are going to keep people's hands warm. Gloves, boots, winter coats, things like that. And we always have staple items that we need. We need those little tiny shampoos that you get from hotels, or you used to get from hotels.
Right.
We've seen less of those coming in. So soaps, shampoos, things like that on a regular basis. And razors, you know, what do you use every day?
Sure.
Shaving cream, razors, toothbrush, toothpaste, those kinds of things that we provide for folks so that they can save their money and put that towards housing.
If somebody wanted to learn more about what you guys do at the Bethlehem Inn and how they can help, what would they do?
They can go to our website, and on there is a place to volunteer. Even if you're not sure if volunteering is what you want to do, but you want to support, come through an orientation. It's about a 45-minute, and it includes a tour. And that tour is the best way for you to see firsthand how a place like Bethlehem Inn transforms lives.
Okay. Well, we've enjoyed talking to you, Gwen. You don't come in often enough.
We'll put something on the calendar again soon.
Right. I need to bother you more often about coming in. I know you're super busy. Is it busier this time of year than it would be in the summer? Or
you know,
just a different kind of busy?
It's a different kind of busy because the days are longer. People can't just go out and float on the river or be outside. So they need a warm place to stay. And a place like Bethlehem Inn, Shepherd's House and JBRJ and all of the folks that are helping. We have so many more than we've ever had before, and they are needed. So if it's not Bethlehem Inn, reach out, attend one of the Homeless Leadership Coalition meetings, cohomeless.org, and find out about what you can do to help in our community.
All right. We've been talking to my friend Gwen Wisling, the executive director of Bethlehem Inn. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And give us the website one more time.
BethlehemInn.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.